Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This podcast is sponsored by Hollywood Casino in Charlestown, West Virginia. March's featured entertainment includes Trey Kennedy on the 15th and Kenny Wayne Shepherd on the 16th. Details and tickets at HollywoodCasinoCharlestown.com. Must be 21 to enter the casino floor and attend a show. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Welcome to the newest episode of Beyond the Fame with Jason Fraley. I'm your host, Jason Fraley, picking the brains of the top filmmakers, musicians, and artists of our time. Two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank stars in the new drama film Ordinary Angels, based on an inspiring true story that's now playing in movie theaters. She joined me to discuss the positive reaction from critics and audiences, as well as the 20th anniversary of her Oscar-winning performance in Million Dollar Baby. We even ended by rapid-firing about her favorite roles by other Best Actress winners. Hey, Hilary Swank. Hey, thanks for joining us again on WTOP in DC.
Hi, thanks for having me.
We're talking your new movie, Ordinary Angels, which I really enjoyed. I think a lot of people are going to be pleasantly surprised at how inspired they are. I mean, it was a really enjoyable movie. To me, it sort of reminded me your role a little bit of like an Erin Brockovich. A little, you know, she's feisty, helping this, you know, a sick kid get a liver transplant. But what drew you to the role when you were reading it? The idea to sink into an accent, or what was it?
Oh, no, not the accent, although that was a fun part of it. It was that this person is out there bigger than life, wearing a heart on her sleeve and looking to help others. She's flawed. She's funny. She's just a beautiful human. And there were so many meaningful things in the movie that resonated with me, and it was just a no-brainer to be a part of it.
Yeah. Now I got to know the important question. Did you know the Brooks and Dunn Boot Scoot and Boogie on the Bar Top Dance? Did you know that before you went in?
I did. I write it on the page and I was like, okay, I'm up for it.
That's great stuff.
Who doesn't like to do a little boot scoot and boogie?
Of course. Of course. That was a great throwback when I saw that. And of course, it's a faith-based film, but I just want to comment that, you know, it never comes across preachy. I mean, you have Nancy Travis's character, you know, if there are, you know, religious viewers watching it, they'll relate to that. But I think anyone can relate to it, honestly. Like, what do you think the message is? Sort of, to me, it's sort of like, you know, thoughts and prayers are great and everything, but it almost in the end, it's like we have to actually rally the town and do God's work. You know, it takes a village to actually get and do things. I mean, is that sort of how you sort of viewed it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I just see it as, I mean, look, however you look at faith, and whether it's like doing good for others or a community rallying together or having faith that things will work out. In the end, this is just, it's really, or like just being a good person, you know, and that is a lot about being religious, is just being good and treating your neighbor the way you want to be treated. But in the end, like you said, it's just it's a story that I think resonates with everybody. I mean, we got an A+ score at the theaters, which is so rare. And it's because people, whether you are religious or not, are resonating with the goodness of humankind and how we've really, I think, got out of touch with that. And how good it feels to be back in touch with that. And you laugh and you cry. And it's just a fun journey. I'm so proud to be a part of this movie. And I love it so much.
Yeah, a lot of movies have sort of gotten out of touch with that. You're right. And yes, there's a place for the, you know, the damning critiques of society and exploring the seedy underbelly. Of course, those are great movies too. But it's lovely when you see a movie like this that brings back sort of that like Frank Capra-esque magic.
That's a good way to say it too. Thank you.
Yeah. And remind us, I mean, you know, it's not spoiling. It's sort of in the log line, you know, that a snowstorm is bearing down you. But folks, set your expectations. It's more towards the end. But I want to say, like, if that was written on the page, it would almost be like, oh, that can't be true. You know, it almost seems like too good to be true, but it is. And we won't spoil the exact endings. But like, talk about sort of how the true story behind this thing is almost writes itself.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, it's to me, I mean, depending on who you ask, Alan's going to say from a different point of view because he played a different character in the story. But I feel like it's a story about this flawed woman. She's imperfect. She's trying to find her way. And through service to another, she finds her truest purpose. And I mean, isn't that kind of the truth? Like when we get out of our own way and we allow ourselves to like, just kind of help somebody else, we feel our deepest sense of meaning in a, you know, I feel like I am a storyteller, and through being a storyteller, of course I find my deepest sense of purpose. But in the end, when I look at the trajectory of like the choices I've made in my movies, there are so many real life people. I've played so many true stories, and that's because these people are just to get to walk in their shoes and see through their eyes deepens the way I walk in the world and finding deeper purpose. So it's about a lot about that. It's about being an organ donor. It's about
overcoming alcoholism. There's a lot.
Yes, I was just going to say that, and it's so early for me here, and in the Pacific time, I'm looking for that. But yes, it's about addiction and. There's a lot. There's a lot of characters. There's a lot of different meanings. It's just beautiful.
Absolutely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Well, you mentioned sort of your career trajectory and your life's journey and stuff. We have to point out that, 2024 now? So this is the 20th anniversary of your Oscar-winning role in Million Dollar Baby. Hard to believe it's been 2 decades, but man, just memories of that role really fast, and especially working for the legendary Clint Eastwood. That's going to be something you'll look back on, like, you know, decades from now, even another 20 years from now, and be like, wow, that was special.
I know. I look at it. I think about that all the time. And Boys Don't Cry came out in 2000. So it's crazy that it's been 24 years, and beautiful that it's still talked about in such a meaningful way as well. You know, it kind of feels like it was just yesterday. I feel so honored and so humbled and so blessed to be a part of telling these stories that really resonate over time and stand the test of time, like Million Dollar Baby and Freedom Riders and P.S. I Love You. And, you know, Freedom Riders is also a true story. So, and Amelia Earhart, and it's just so much fun.
And even Insomnia, Christopher Nolan's about to get crowned as Oppenheimer at the Oscars next week. And you worked with him in an early role too. So many great roles for you. It's incredible.
Yeah, it is incredible.
All right. Well, I know we're tight on time, but yes, you mentioned Boys Don't Cry and Million Dollar Babies, the two you won. It made you one of the rare two-time Best Actress winners. So I'd love in the final seconds, if we could, I'm going to toss out other Best Actress winners and just rapid fire your favorite movie that they were in. And we won't do them all, but I'll throw it like a handful. Katharine Hepburn, favorite movie.
Oh gosh, you're asking me at 6 a.m. with being up all night with twins.
Are you a bringing up baby or are you Adam's rib or
bringing up baby? Done.
Bring up baby. Yes. Ingrid Bergman.
When she played Joan of Arc.
Oh, good one. I would go Notorious or Casablanca, but you can't go wrong. Let's go a little more. Meryl Streep. What's your favorite Meryl Streep?
Sophie's Choice.
Oh, iconic. Jodie Foster.
Taxi Driver.
Oh, an early one. I thought you'd go, you know, Silence of the Lambs. All right, time for one more. Frances McDormand.
Oh my God, Fargo.
Can't beat it, right? Marge, pregnant cop. I mean, so ahead of its time. And that Carter
Burwell. Yeah, I love Frances. I love all of them.
Yeah, I mean, that's thanks for humoring me on that. I know you got to get to the next interview, but I just wanted to remind people the elite class that you're in with these winners. I mean, Betty Davis, Liz Taylor, Sally Field, Jane Fonda. There's not that many, and you're in there. So, hey, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Thanks so much for listening to Beyond the Fame with Jason Fraley. Our theme music is Scott Buckley's Clarion. Remember to give us a 5-star rating if you like what you hear. We'll see you next time.